You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. Last night, the official Spider-Man No Way Home trailer had dropped. And man, is there a lot of things to talk about from this trailer. From spoilers, to villains, to Easter eggs, to just things that Spider-Man fans are going to be happy about. Let's get into early on in the trailer. Probably the first shot where it's raining and you see Peter looking at something. I believe someone died there. Someone just got killed, either in the crossfire or by a literal Sinister Six member or one of the villains, because I don't think it's going to be the Sinister Six, but like I said, they cut things out of the trailers and they're not going to show us everything. But Cosmic Wonder a while ago had a plot leak, and this trailer kind of matches just about everything he said in the plot leak, which is what scares me. Because if that's the case, this is spoiler territory. Be careful, this is spoiler territory. I believe there's going to be two people who die. And you actually, if you watch the trailer close enough, you'll be able to tell who it's going to be. And I'm going to give you a hint. It is not MJ. That's the best hint I can give you. MJ will not die. And in interviews, Tom Holland referred to this as Spider-Man Endgame. And it's going to be an emotional and I forgot the other word he used. But it's essentially going to be, it's going to be a good movie, but it's also going to be emotional, which kind of gives you something to think about. Now, at the one of the last like shots of the trailer when Spider-Man is going to attack Sandman, Lizard, and Electro, you actually see Lizard's not going to attack him. He's going to attack someone else. Same with Electro. The only person that's actually going to try and hit Tom is Sandman. But if you look in the Brazilian version of the trailer, you will see the Lizard gets kicked by nothing, or like hit by nothing, which means they've edited out the other Spider-Man. Think about that. Now, other than that, this trailer was, it's good. It gives you just enough to give you a sense of the plot. And like one of the big hints early on was when Doc Ock was like, "You're not Peter Parker." That was honestly the biggest, like, that's probably going to be the best confirmation that we'll see them, even if they're not, like, even if they don't play a large part in the movie. Because what I've heard is they show up in the third act, in the final battle. They're not going to have a big part in this movie. But according to all the rules, it's crazy. Watching the official trailer, this past trailer, you could see a lot of the rumors, plot leaks, speculations were correct. Not all, but a lot. Like, I'm gonna say like 80%+ were correct. But I also do hope in the post-credits scene, we see Venom roll up on Peter. There was a lot from this trailer. I'm sure I'm gonna watch it more times and break it down and see if I find anything else. But other than that, this was a great trailer, and it's still set to release on its original date, and I can't wait to see what's gonna happen in this movie. If you enjoyed this episode or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.